Brian, he's like, you walk into a bar, any bar in Knoxville.
It's playing.
You walk in, boom, Mo Bamba. You go up to the bar, you get a beer. 5 minutes later, you drink like half of that beer. Boom, Mo Bamba. You finish that beer, you go to the bathroom, you go back to the bar to get another beer. Boom, Mo Bamba. It's Mo Bamba, Mo Bamba, and Mo Bamba.
What's that song called again?
Mo Bamba.
Hour number two of overtime coming at you live. Just me and Cole the rest of the way. Two-man show, nothing we haven't done before.
Yeah.
We can survive.
We'll make it.
We will push on, and we will persevere. We've been through tough times before.
Sure.
We know how to make it. DB had to run off to his fancy formal dinner.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's with his girlfriend or like a Greek function. I don't know.
I'm going to go with both.
But he left here protecting his shoes, protecting his nice little wingtips.
They were nice. They were nice.
Very nice. Raining outside, very ugly. So he left, tied some grocery bags, some plastic bags around the shoes to protect himself.
Yeah.
Smart move.
Yeah, it really was. Thank you, Family Dollar.
Thank you, Family Dollar, indeed. Saving Brackman's pride, saving his swagger.
Sure. Yeah.
One might say. 7 o'clock. It's recruiting talk brought to you by Knoxville Stone Interiors. Cole,
hey,
had a pretty big day today, football and basketball, and also give us some updates on some visitors coming into town for the Missouri game this weekend.
Yeah, it's been a good 24 hours for Tennessee recruiting. First, we'll start off with a late commitment last night. Jordan Davis committed to Tennessee, around 9, let's see, when did he tweet this out? It says 6 o'clock last night, but that is not true. After 9, late last night. He tweeted out, now would like to say I am now committed 100% to Tennessee. Tweets out a picture of him and some Vol graphics. He is a 2020 prospect, originally from Memphis, but he is at Copiah Lincoln Community College. He did sign with Alabama, was committed to Alabama, but then had to go the JUCO route. He was a top, oh my goodness, I can't remember exactly, but he was a highly ranked recruit out of high school, 6'5", 249 pounds, so the right size for a SEC defensive end. 2020 prospect, like I said, he will be an early enrollee and early signee. So this time next year, we'll be looking forward to welcoming him on campus. So Coach Pruitt and company get another recruit, another commitment from a big-time player. Let's see here.
Real quick, what's great about him is that is perfect for plugging in a missing Kyle Phillips next year, who, of course, is a senior this season. So you plug him in, and hopefully you have a JUCO kid who works out great for you.
Yeah. I mean, that entire defensive line is seniors.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. So, yeah, great to get another big man. Let's go over to the basketball court real quick. Vol Hoops, men's hoops, had two signees today. First off, five-star combo guard Josiah James. We all knew he was coming. He signed the papers. He's officially a Tennessee Vol. 6'6", 200 pounds out of Charleston, South Carolina, at Porter God School. I believe that's how you say that. Five-star, number 3 overall combo guard, number 1 player in the state of South Carolina, and number 14 player nationally, according to 247 Sports Composite. He signed the dotted line. He is headed to Knoxville soon. So excited to have him. Another big, talented guy for Coach Barnes and the boys. Hopefully they can keep rolling in years to come. Then also another signee. This time a Knoxville native, Drew Pember, over at Bearden High School, not too far from us. He also signed the dotted line today. He is a Tennessee Vol as well. Let's see. Power forward, 6'9", 190 pounds. If he could put on some weight, he could be dangerous. I mean, that height and his length and everything is impressive. Just needs to get a little heavier. He is a three-star, number six player in the state, and number he's a 33rd overall power forward in the 19 class. Not as highly touted as James, but nevertheless, if Coach Barnes and company think he's good enough, he's good enough for me. So two new Vols today. Excited to have them here and look forward to watching them play in the near future. I won't go too much into this because it's a long video, but Austin Price and company of VolQuest went down to Loganville, Georgia, down to Grayson High School to talk to five-star linebacker Owen Popoe, currently committed to Auburn, but Tennessee has really been pushing for him. In the video, actually, I'll read the short little clip here. It says, Tennessee has never stopped recruiting Grayson linebacker Owen Popoe. The Auburn commit visited Knoxville unofficially a few weeks ago and may visit officially next month. VolQuest caught up with the five-star linebacker to dive deeper into his recruitment, his career at Grayson, and his relationship with members of UT staff. In the video, they ask him about the recruiting process and if it slowed down ever since he committed to Auburn. He said, no, Tennessee, Alabama, Clemson, and Georgia have really been coming after him. He talked about his visit to Knoxville, talked about how he has good relationships with Coach Sinceri, Coach Pruitt, and Coach Shearer. And one thing that stood out to me, which I don't know if you watched that video, Tanner, but in the video, Wanye Morris, Owen Popoe, and then Kenyatta Watson, Tennessee's been really going hard after him here lately. They've been coming up to Knoxville since eighth grade for camps, all three of them, which I didn't know. I don't know if you knew that, but I had no idea. So there's that connection there. Since they were kids, they've been coming to Knoxville. So they've been around the program enough. So there's familiarity, excuse me, I cannot speak, with that. Rest of the video just kind of talks about the season and whatnot. But Tennessee still going after the big man from Grayson, which is good to see. Let's see, keep going here. Tennessee will host another five-star Georgia commit on an official visit this Saturday. This time it's Trayvon Walker. He is a defensive tackle out of the state of Georgia down in Thompsonton, Georgia at Upson Lee High School. He's 6'5", 272 pounds, five-star defensive tackle, number two defensive tackle in the country, number four overall player in the state of Georgia, and number 23 overall player in the country, according to 247 Sports Composite. He will be coming up with Nolan Smith. Nolan Smith is making his official visit to Tennessee this Saturday as well. So the number one and number two prospects for Georgia this signing class will be in Knoxville this weekend. Does that mean anything? Probably not, but it's good to see we get some big-time talent, especially big-time talent committed to our rivals to come in town and check us out. So you never know what will happen. You never know, but it'll be something to watch down the stretch. And let's see. With that, that is all the recruiting information I have for today.
Bring in the goods yet again, Cole McCormick.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So proud of you. Good stuff, man. It's just like having Corvarius Crouch and others coming in last week, and they got to saw a big win against Kentucky.
Yeah.
It makes beating Missouri even more important this week. Not only do you get that bowl bid at the six-win mark.
Yeah.
That you're going to win in front of interesting prospects like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely huge. You know, I don't see any kind of circumstance happening where both of those guys flip and come to Tennessee. I don't really see a circumstance where either one of them does.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's good to have big-time talent on campus. It shows that these coaches are in the ears of these big-time recruits. They listen to them. They want to see what we're about. I mean, you never know what can happen, but it's very unlikely either of them will end up at Tennessee.
Yeah, it is, but the more you get over to campus, it's kind of like Fulmer used to say, if you get them on campus, you have a chance.
Sure, yeah.
So the more you have, the numbers and the odds are just going to be in your favor.
Sure.
So go right ahead. But, man, I feel so good about old Owen Papaw. I'm just going to call him Papaw from now on.
Yeah.
Feel good about getting him.
I do too.
You know you're hanging on to Wanye. That's been all the accounts from recruiting writers. You had even Barton Simmons, 247 sports recruiting guy. Even him said he's taking official visits to other places, but that's just because, hey, use up those OVs when you got them.
Might as well, yeah.
And he is firmly committed to Tennessee. Feel good about Papaw, and you also still have to feel good about Darnell Wright.
Yeah.
And, hey, you try to snag one of these other guys, man. Try to snag some of these Georgia kids.
Sure.
Be really nice.
Real quick, I want to mention this too. Neither Nolan Smith or Trayvon Walker are either early signees or early enrollees. So even if you don't impress them enough this weekend, they're still signing in February. So it's not like they're signing in just, 3 or 4 weeks.
Has it been discussed, is Papaw going to be an early signee or is he going to be a February guy?
He's an early signee as well because that came out – because, okay. Which I didn't mention this either, Wanye Morris, it came out today, he will be an early signee and enrollee.
Yeah, I knew that. I saw that.
And then it also came out, Popo will also be early signee and enrollee. So his decision is coming just a few weeks.
I think you can tell I hate recruiting a lot just because I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's good. It's coming down to the wire with him.
Yep.
And, hey, you're gaining that momentum this late. Perfect. Absolutely perfect timing here. Well, Cole, thank you. And as always, Recruiting Talk on Overtime is brought to you by Knoxville Stone Interiors, your go-to kitchen renovation source in East Tennessee. They've been serving people in this area for over a decade. They got a friendly and experienced staff at KSI. You need to go over there and see them. Hundreds of surfaces for your countertops from granite, quartz, marble, and much more. They have the solution, whatever the surface may be. Good for any project, big or small. Starter homes, remodeling your current home, flipping with a big construction project, they got you covered. And most installations take less than a day for KSI's products. Hey, guys and gals out there, you've been thinking of an interesting Christmas present to get. You want to go ahead and get that shopping out of the way when you still have over a month left. You know the person you're trying to buy for is a cook. They spend a lot of time in the kitchen, and they're going to be chopping up some fresh ingredients. Or they maybe just want a really good piece to make that kitchen stand out even more. Granite and marble cutting boards are available at Knoxville Stone Interiors. They have them all the time, but now with it getting closer to Christmas, they are producing a lot more. These pieces are so great, you need to go over there and check them out. They start as low as $20. No more than $55. Really good pieces there. Very affordable. They make interesting gifts that are going to last a long, long time. Be sure to check those out. And I think this week I have to check exactly when they're going to be available. But if they're not available this week, they will be available very soon. If you are a craft beer lover or you know somebody who is, then you know about beer flights. And they can hold up to 5 different glasses of beer in these little flights here. KSI is going to start making granite and marble beer flights. So if you don't want the cutting board, but you know craft beer lover in your life, if you are one, check those out. I also think they could be custom fit to fit shot glasses as well.
Ooh.
So great variety of products at KSI. Their big thing is kitchen renovations, but they're a whole lot more than that. So check them out. Get a great gift for somebody. Get something that's going to be unique. You won't regret it, and I'm sure you'll make whoever you're buying it for extremely, extremely happy. Their showroom's located at 3900 Millbrook Pike. They're right in the heart of Knox County, a short drive from anywhere. Call them at 865-971-5800. You'll get a free in-home estimate for your project. KnoxStoneInteriors.com to learn more about their products and services. Knoxville Stone Interiors, they've done 9,000 kitchen makeovers and counting. Let's take this first break here of hour number 2, 865-546-8200, to get on the McKinney team phone lines here. Overtime rolls along after this break. Cole's got the Lady Vols game going on here, man.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Lady
sir.
Lady Vols taking it to UNC Asheville.
Yeah.
Holly and the girls. I think it's so weird to look at the rankings of the Lady Vols and look at the men's Vols. The men are 7 spots ahead.
It's so awkward.
Is it just a more of an indicator on how good of a job Rick Barnes has done, or is it more of an indicator on just how mediocre Holly has been? Because let's face it, 12 is not a bad ranking. If you're looking at this from an outside perspective, you don't think Holly Rolick's done a bad job, but
this is the Lady Vols.
Lady Vols, yes, she's done a bad job.
Yeah.
I think it's so weird to look at the rankings. So what's that more of an indicator of, you think?
I don't know. I think it's a little bit of both, because she's been signing 5 stars just like Pat used to. I mean, recruiting hasn't really taken that big of a dip. It has in a way, but not, you know, huge. She's still signing talent, but she just can't get it done.
So she's Butch.
Yeah, pretty much.
She needs to hop on her damn Harley and get out of town.
Yeah.
Out of town, Holly.
I mean, her saving grace is that she was Pat's recommendation.
Exactly.
That is the only thing saving her. Exactly. That's it.
What are you going to do? Go against Pat Summit's wishes? Not yet, at least.
I wonder what she'd have to say if she was still here, what she'd have to say about Holly.
Not good things. Probably not good things.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Anyway, 865-546-8200. Go over to the McKinney Team phone lines here. Let's get a call from our good buddy, Westchester. How's it going, man?
Good. How are you doing, gentlemen?
Doing great, man. Hey, got a quick question for you. Saw you and T-Cart talking about like Fallout 76 and stuff in my mentions last night. Have you looked at any of the early reviews for that, by the way? People are not saying good things.
I've seen as many not good as I have good. It just depends on what you're expecting. I didn't call it to give a video game review, but basically, it's not Fallout 5, but it is Fallout 4 with multiplayer, but you don't have to do multiplayer. There's a couple guys that I watch on YouTube, and I trust their reviews, and I've heard every side of the argument, and if I had a PS4 and I had somehow already gone through everything I could in Fallout 4, maybe I would play it, but I'm so anti-multiplayer that I'm not sure I would.
Yeah,
although apparently you can play the whole game solo and be okay, but...
I'm kind of glad I didn't spend my money on that. Anyway, enough video game talk. What you got for us, man?
Well, video game talk is better than what y'all were just talking about with the Lady Vols. But
hey, I had on.
I expect better than that from y'all.
You should blame Cole. He had on TV. He wanted to watch it. He wanted to watch the Lady Vols take on.
Cole, you're suspended for a week. All right.
We don't.
If you want to watch like Lady Ball games at work, you can go work for the other station. All right.
I mean,
come on, let's be serious.
Cole.
Okay.
Cole McCormick is a big Holly fan, Westchester.
That is not true. These are fake news.
You know, someone in the town has to be. Might as well be him. hey, back to the basketball that matters in the town. The men. If Tennessee had played Louisville last night in TBA, do you think they would have won?
If they played like they were, probably not. I need to look at film on Louisville, but if they play that exact same game, they'd probably lose a close game to Louisville.
So that's probably a good wake-up call to what we got coming next week, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is Georgia Tech was the best team we played by far, not the best team we have on our schedule, but you know, it's a nice little wake-up call to be like, hey, you guys aren't ready for competition yet, right?
Yeah, we talked about that to begin the show, and like saying I was making the point of, you know, you play 30 games in a college basketball regular season, and just the probability is you're going to have a game like that. You might as well have it early in the season against a team that you still have enough talent to beat, and you had all this stuff go wrong for you. You had all this stuff that was uncharacteristic for your team, and you still won by 13 points. You still felt like that game wasn't really in danger of it being like a dramatic finish or anything like that. So, yeah, with that happening and with you being 8 days away from the next game that you're playing, I mean, it's probably one of the best times to have that happen, just because, A, you have so much time to watch film and repair the mistakes that you were making against Georgia Tech, which, granted, not a good team, but a good defensive squad. And two, I mean, that break gives you enough time to have Lamonte Turner be back and ready to play. And whatever was going on with Derek Walker, why he couldn't play last night, you rest the squad up as well.
All right, but like I said, I mean, it's the best team you played by far. Yes. Georgia Tech would beat anybody on their schedule anywhere in the country right now, right? Anybody you played so far, Georgia Tech would beat them.
Yeah, they would. Louisiana Lafayette would give Georgia Tech a closer game than they gave us, but Georgia Tech would still win. Yeah, it's an ACC opponent.
Right.
They were picked to finish 13th in the conference, but it's still an ACC roster.
Like I said, my point is this is a good wake-up call. And
oh, yeah.
I think it's what we needed, and it's okay. You know, it's an early season. It's still an early season win, and no one's going to look back at your resume and go, well, you barely beat Georgia Tech at home in November. No one's going to care about that. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter. It's okay, as long as we win. Let me ask you a question here. Tanner, did you just say Holly was a lot like Butch?
I don't know. I was just...
I'm gonna let that one hang out there. Y'all have a good show.
Oh my...
Mm.
Oh my God, Westchester, buddy. I can't even make a comment for that. That was a good one.
That's a good one. That was a good one. That was good. Yeah.
Damn it, Westchester.
That's a good move by
That's
him.
That's a man on his way out. He pulled a Philly right there.
He did.
There.
Sorry.
Someone has to. Philly doesn't call us anymore.
Yeah.
What happened to that? Philly, I know you listen to us all day. Why do you hate us now? I'm just throwing it out.
I mean,
why does he hate us?
Elected again mayor to be the mayor of South Knoxville.
I know. What have we done wrong?
On his high horse.
Ugh. Damn it, that was a good one.
I
can't even really follow it up with anything, so I'm just going to say all this month in October. God. November. The year's going.
You're flustered.
The year's going, yeah. Can you really blame me?
No, that's good.
But the year is going by so quick. But this was something going on in October. If you missed your chance, or if you did not win the grand prize, good news from our friends at Wind River Golf and Wind River Living. All throughout the month of October. You got to be kidding me. I said it again.
November.
All throughout this month of November, the 11th month, we are currently in November. All throughout this month. You have a chance to win free unlimited golf for 2 months courtesy of Wind River. You have to only text WR Golf, that's the letters W and R, and the word golf, to 31996. One more time, WR Golf to 31996. You got the whole month of November to do that. You will be entered in for a chance to win free unlimited golf at Wind River. When you sign up, you're going to also receive info on upcoming events, promotions, and giveaways from Wind River Golf and Wind River Living. They won't send you any more than 6 texts per month. They will not be blowing up your phone. Really good stuff by signing up for this. And just for signing up, you will also receive a gift. You will get a free fountain drink at the Top of the Hill Grill at Wind River Golf Club. Go to windriverliving.com. You can make reservations. You can book your tee time for the golf course. You can find out all the info about Wind River. It's more than just a championship golf course, Cole. Do you know what they have?
Tell me.
I'm going to tell you. They got fine dining at Citico's Restaurant. They have real estate opportunities all over the place. The Wind River Harbor and Yacht Club. You can get bed and breakfast at the Lakeside Inn. They have an expansive trail system all right there in between Maryville and the North City. Beautiful Allen County. Beautiful country out there right on Tellico Lake. Gotta love it. Wind River Golf. Wind River Living. Go check those guys out. Support Fan Run Radio. One more time, text WR Golf to 31996. Get you 2 months of unlimited free golf. You can't beat that, man. Hell, I'd take that at a 9-hole like community golf course. I'd take that.
Sure.
And this is more than that. This is an 18-hole championship golf course in beautiful country. Sign up. It's going to be free. You get a chance to win something amazing. 865-546-8200. Get on the McKinney Team phone lines like Westchester did. Whatever may be on your wary mind this evening, let it all out. Let us know about it. We'll discuss it with you. We're all ears here. It's a safe space. You're listening to Overtime on Fan Run Radio. Yeah. Back here on Overtime, 865-546-8200. Let's get to this NBA drama here concerning the Warriors. Apparently, the tensions, they ran high after Golden State lost to the Clippers in overtime. It involved, who all did it involve? Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, who else?
I honestly thought it was just them two. I don't know.
It may have just been them two.
I haven't seen a clip or anything of it, so I'm not too sure.
Well, apparently we're not going to know too much about it for a fact, because Kevin Durant was asked about it, and he basically was saying, I ain't going to tell you guys anything.
Yeah.
So here's the audio here.
Have you and Draymond been able to hash anything out?
No.
Do you see that happening anytime soon?
I'm sure it will. We got a long season ahead.
Did he cross the line with anything last night that was said?
I'm gonna keep that in house. That's what we do here. I mean, obviously, I know you guys got a job to do, but I'm not trying to give nobody no headlines. What happened happened. We're trying to move on. Just trying to play basketball.
Kevin, following up on that real quick. Were you surprised he got suspended?
I was just focused on the game. I didn't really care either way. I was just focused on trying to come out here and finish this back-to-back off.
That sounds like a man who's probably going to be with another team.
Yeah, I mean.
And that's been the rumors circulating.
Yeah.
I mean, probably going to happen is he'll win another title this year. Makes it 3 rings for him. He did what he was going to do when he originally went to sign with Golden State. He's going to go somewhere else. Do you think, I don't know what their cap situation looks like. I would think KD would be interested in going back to play for his hometown Wizards. I think that would make a new dynamic over in the East.
That would be interesting, yeah.
Because there was talk about him going there when he first, you know, left OKC. Obviously, it didn't get down to those guys being a finalist, but there was interest there. You know, it was originally either Golden State or Boston is what it looked like.
Yeah.
And he ultimately ended up going to Golden State.
Yeah, if he ends up in D.C., yeah, that would be very interesting. I think that is a huge draw for him just because that is where he's from. I mean, they've had a good team. You know, the last few years, a superstar like him coming in along with John Wall, maybe they could put something together there and give the Celtics a run for their money. I don't know if that's his first choice, but yeah, I think the Wizards could be on the board for
you
him.
Would always have to think about the hometown team though, right?
Yeah.
Especially when a dude's never played for that team yet.
Exactly. I mean, who doesn't want to play for their hometown? Like, who doesn't want to be...
Unless you hated your hometown.
I mean, oh, sure. But I don't think KD hates DC.
No, KD is... He's got pride for being from around that area, around D.C., Maryland, Virginia, that entire area. DMV, I think is what they call it.
Yeah.
You look like you just saw something, by the way.
I did. Something incredible. It's a Zion Williamson dunk.
Oh, okay.
It's incredible.
I'll look at it later.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I thought you were about to drop some breaking news.
No,
I'm like,
no.
Oh, God, what happened?
No, he's just such an athlete, man. It's incredible. Mm. But yeah, I mean, like I said, who doesn't want to go back to their hometown and be the guy, you know, possibly win a title for them? I mean, you know, that was LeBron's biggest thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sure, he left and went to Miami, but he came back. He got him a title. Everybody loved him, you know, up until he left again. But sure, I could see him in Washington. I don't think that's where he ends up, but I don't think he'd be against it either.
Going back to this original incident here between KD, Draymond Green, and some other Warriors teammates. So they initially had that exchange on the court.
Uh-huh.
And teammates were just mad about Draymond Green's late game decision making. They did lose that close game in overtime to the Clippers. So, got into a locker room. That exchange between KD and Draymond carried in, and witnesses that were there were saying it was one of the most volatile exchanges they've ever seen. And especially within what's been a dominated run for Golden State, as we all know.
Yeah.
And some teammates, they were getting up on Draymond, criticizing his decision-making. And then apparently whatever happened in the locker room was so bad that, of course, Draymond last night, he was suspended for one game without pay.
I mean, that's pretty bad, whatever happened.
I'd love to have the video of what happened.
Oh, yeah. I'd love it.
I would love to have a video of what happened. Witnesses described the exchange as one of the most intense of this Warriors era. No one had to be separated. No player left his seat. And no hint of physicality loomed in the setting, sources said. But, of course, Durant, about to be a free agent, it's heightening a bunch of the drama that's happening. Is the key to stopping the Warriors the Warriors?
I mean,
are they going to shoot themselves in the foot?
I mean, yeah. I mean, when they're by far the best team in the league, nobody's going to beat them. I mean, Boston might, you know, have a shot, but in the end, I don't think they will. So it's going to have to be internally destroyed. I mean, that's what we say about every great team. Like, that's what everybody's been saying about Alabama. The only team that's going to beat Alabama is themselves. Let's see. Even, you know, this past season in baseball, the Red Sox, they won the World Series, had the best record in the league. Everybody's saying the only team that can beat them is themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you have a great team and you know nobody can beat you, the only thing stopping you is you.
Let's be honest, that's kind of a big factor in why they lost that one series to Cleveland in 2016.
Yeah.
Of course, one of the factors was LeBron being LeBron, and you had Kyrie Irving playing really good basketball as well.
Yeah.
But they had that 3-1 lead. Draymond Green had to be an idiot, had to get suspended, and that was a pivotal game right there.
Sure.
That game five went back to Golden State, could have closed it out there. Draymond Green was a big factor in why they lost that game, and then the rest is history right there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, in case anybody doesn't know what happened near the end of that game, his teammates were kind of mad at Draymond. Draymond kept the ball on a possession in the final moments. He did not pass to Durant for a try at a game-winning shot.
He took the shot himself?
Yeah. Did not pass to Durant. Made a bad decision in not doing that. People were saying Green, he was defending himself. The sources said he was forceful in defending himself, which escalated everything.
Shocker.
And Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, what a good match of egos and attitudes. No problems there with any of them.
Yeah, yeah.
You get big snake Kevin Durant. You get Draymond Green, who is
donkey,
probably the biggest troll in NBA history.
Yeah.
This is great. This is great for them. I mean, they probably should be glad this is happening right now, early in the season.
Yeah.
Instead of later, because not only are they dealing with this drama, Steph Curry is going to be out through their trip through Texas these next few games.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's, you know, part of me felt like this, something like this could happen because there's so many, not just egos, but, I mean, there's so many good players on that team. It was just bound to boil over. I mean, you can say, oh, man, nobody cares against the credit, man. Let's just win. But, I mean, it's pretty clear. Draymond wants the credit, and he gets mad when people question him on it.
There's a lot of egos on that team, and they've somehow been able to work on the same page. But all you need is one incident for stuff to really start to bleed over and for it to carry on to other aspects of your team. And they wouldn't be the first team to work through dysfunctional issues and end up still winning a title.
No.
I'm the first team that comes to my mind, you had those late 70s New York Yankees teams that were just wanting to kill each other. You had the manager. Oh, God. What was his name? You know, and Reggie Jackson was on the team. Oh, I forgot the manager. ESPN made a great documentary about it, about those late 70s Yankees teams. But, yeah, there's a lot of drama there. They still won a World Series. The Cowboys at the 90s.
Yeah.
You had a good Lord. You had Jerry Jones, like, even in the midst of Jimmy Johnson winning multiple Super Bowls. Jerry Jones is like, I don't care what we do. I'm firing you at the end of the season. Still won.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be the first time, but man, I know we don't talk a lot of NBA on this show, especially this early in the season. Oh, but I love some good drama, though.
Oh, yeah. You got to love it.
And the NBA is always good for pettiness, they're always good for drama. If what kills the Warriors dynasty is themselves, oh my God.
It'll be fantastic.
Give me all of that. Inject that into my veins.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
You need to change into the guard eventually because this is getting ridiculous.
Yep.
And I think that happens very soon. There's, I don't think Kevin Durant's coming back.
Man, within the year, it's going to be totally different.
Kevin Durant ain't going to come back because he's already won titles. He's already won finals MVPs as well.
He's gotten his money.
Back-to-back years. He's done all that. He did what he was set out to do when he left OKC. Win a title, be dominant. He's done that. Now he can't stand his teammates anymore.
Yeah.
Especially Draymond.
I mean, I couldn't stand Draymond either, man. It's been noted on this show that I am not a Draymond Green fan. He just needs to heal, man.
He's like the wrestling bad guy. He plays that role especially well.
Yeah, well, it's about to cost him and his team a big time player in multiple championships.
I say keep it going.
Please.
Pretty fun to watch.
I mean, it gives us something to talk about.
Keep it going. It's really funny.
It's
really funny.
It makes the NBA bearable to talk about.
It really does.
Because if we're just talking scores and trades, I cannot stand it.
I mean, who really cares that much this early? John Reed cares.
Daniel's a big basketball guy.
He is. It doesn't really start mattering to me that much until Christmas.
No.
For the NBA.
Yeah.
Let's take this break here. Final segment of Overtime after this. One more shot to get on the show. 865-546-8200. We wrap up strong here on Overtime. After this, you are listening to Fox Sports Knoxville. Final segment of Overtime on this Wednesday. Tennessee Prep Weekly is coming up next. Stay tuned. Don't want to miss that. High school playoffs in full swing right now. Got the quarterfinals this Friday. We'll be giving a good preview of that. Tim, Chris, and the boys are going to be bringing on a bunch of good guests. I didn't do a segment this week for them.
You're missing me.
I've done it for like a few weeks straight. Okay.
Actually, now that you mention it, I heard you last week.
Oh, did you?
On the way home, yeah.
Did I give good insight?
It was very good.
I try my best.
Very good insight.
Maryville's going to win everything. Alcoa is going to win 3A. Greenville's going to win 4A. Yeah, there's your breakdown.
There we go.
Simple breakdown. 5A, maybe not as easy. Lady Vols lead 44-16 over UNC. Asheville. take your hipster breweries and shove it.
Yeah.
Take Biltmore and shove it.
Yeah.
Stick it where the sun don't shine. Yeah. You take that. Oh, God, I don't care. This is brought to you by MyBookie. You laid down some cash, win big today, got a lot of good college hoops action, NBA, you know that, NFL, college games this weekend. If you've been wanting to get into the betting game, if you haven't tried MyBookie yet, now is the great time to do so. You win and they pay over at MyBookie. Because they have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score in each game. If you join now, you create your account, MyBookie is going to match your first deposit dollar for dollar 100%. All you have to do when you sign up is use the promo code Knoxville to activate that offer. One more time, you go over to MyBookie, create your account, use the promo code Knoxville. They will match your first deposit 100%. You play, you win. Oh, God. I had the slogan. I closed the phone. I got confident in myself. You play, you win, you get paid.
Yeah.
MyBookie. I'm like, you play, you win something.
And something else.
You definitely get paid with MyBookie. You get paid. Lay down some cash. Win big today. Let's end the show. Talking about this incident, the video has spread like wildfire. Oh, God, is this a bad time? Did you say wildfire? I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. Bad use of words.
How insensitive.
As soon as it came out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, it's probably a good time to say that.
Ouch.
Serious thoughts and prayers to everybody affected over in California. That's awful stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's terrible.
That's a state used to stuff like that. It doesn't make it any less tragic, and this is like the worst one they've ever had.
Yeah.
Awful, awful. Got to be thinking about the people's lives who are affected. Thinking about the brave men and women fighting those fires as well. Definitely think about that. But anyway, this video spread very viral. Division III. We never talk about Division III basketball here. A good reason for us to be talking about today. If you somehow have not either heard about this or seen this, we go up to Fitchburg State. Yeah, yeah, me too. I don't know where the hell that is. But apparently, it exists. Fitchburg State, I think they're in Massachusetts. They were playing Nicholls College. Not Nicholls State down in Louisiana, but Nicholls College. Fitchburg State's K1 Platt. He approached Nicholls player Nate Tenaglia. He hit him in the face with his elbow after Tenaglia shot a three-pointer, which he made, by the way. Good form.
Yeah.
The video's already spread. And as a result, Platt, he has been suspended indefinitely from the team, and he has been banned from his school's campus.
Good.
Banned from campus. If you see the video, this isn't a rough basketball play. This is assault.
Yeah.
It's almost like a JBL clothesline from hell in WWE.
Yeah.
It's bad. He connects with him. Ref didn't see it. He looked to see if the ref was watching anyway. And people were wondering, well, did something happen before this for him to do that? Apparently, the only context is on a previous possession, Tenaglia was guarding Platt when he was trying to shoot a three. Platt thought there should have been a foul called. There was a no call. Apparently, he let his frustrations boil over and then some.
Hmm.
Instead of hard fouling him, something like that, he just assaulted a man.
I mean, just elbow right to the nose.
I say a lot more than suspension and a ban from campus is coming. This dude kind of deserves to be in jail for a while.
Yeah, this is jail time. This is how bad this is.
Ugh. But yeah, the refs didn't see it. Play just went on.
Yeah.
Dude got decked. Dude got right back up, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
How long should he be in jail for this? Because that's straight up like assault.
Life.
I don't know if it's going to be that bad.
I don't know.
Man.
Long enough.
Imagine just committing an action so bad enough that you get banned from campus.
That's pretty bad.
That's what happened to him. That does it tonight for Overtime. Tennessee Prep Weekly is coming up next. For Cole McCormick, I'm Tanner Carson. You've been listening to Overtime. We'll do it again tomorrow.